USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration says it will not cut federal education spending, but could allow families to use those funds elsewhere if schools do not open amid the coronavirus pandemic. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos telling Fox News,
if schools aren't going to reopen, we're not suggesting pulling funding from education, but instead allowing families, let the families take that money and figure out where their kids can get educated if their schools are going to refuse to open.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is pushing for another massive coronavirus stimulus package by the end of July.
We're never going to have our economy come back unless we recognize that we must put money in the pockets of the American people.
The speaker telling reporters it is an urgent priority, although very short on details as far as what the Democrats in the House would be asking for. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back to back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis. He was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking, and he said he didn't care how many I had, and he said it's food. And the form that it's in was something that he was very, because he's an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things. And he told me this would be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
House Minority Leader, Republican from California, Kevin McCarthy, says we need to shift gears and focus on safely reopening schools in the fall during the coronavirus pandemic.
And we are not done with our fight against this virus, but we are on the road to rebuild and renew and restore this nation.
McCarthy telling reporters it's not a matter of if we should open, but how we do it, and saying that they want to give flexibility to parents about school and daycare. The widow of a man who is alleged to have taken the SATs for President Trump is denying the claim. Pam Schreiber, an ESPN tennis analyst, is denying any knowledge that her late husband, Joe Shapiro, took the standardized test for the president. The allegation in a new book written by the president's niece, Mary Trump. Schreiber also says her late husband met the president during their time at the University of Pennsylvania, which would have been years after the president had taken the SATs. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Ivy League announced it will not hold any fall sports competition, making it the first Division I conference to shut down athletics due to the coronavirus pandemic. The league says no sports will be played until after January 1st, 2021. Paul DeTuro is a breathing performance specialist. I had a chance to catch up with him, and we discussed the coronavirus pandemic and things moving forward.
I think what is important to remember in a pandemic like this, we eventually are all going to get it. It's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when. And the precautions that we're taking are just to slow down so we don't all get it at once and overload the medical system. So I think people should get out of the mindset that they need to do everything they can in order to protect themselves, because that's a very selfish mindset and it's the wrong one. We should be in the mindset of what can we do to protect each other. And so whether or not I have the virus, I could get tested, and so if I have it, I could not get tested and not know for sure. Either way, I should be wearing my mask, because if I am asymptomatic and I don't feel sick, I still have the potential to pass the virus on. So to me, testing is almost a moot point. It's important for tracking and understanding the progression and mutation. Scientifically, it's important. But for an individual, it really shouldn't be changing your behavior. You should be behaving the same whether you're infected or not.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.